This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back with you to wrap up hour number one. Glad you could be with us. This is kickoff week. Big games going on in South Florida, especially with the Broward Showcase coming up on, starting on Thursday with some pretty good games on Thursday. Then obviously Friday we'll have some more games, and then we'll kind of wrap it up on Saturday with some nationally televised games. And there will be some nationally televised games, as we talked about before. We had Coach Raul Lara on earlier talking about their game, which will be the 3:30 kickoff. And then at 8 o'clock at night on ESPN will be St. Francis Academy and Chaminade Madonna. Kind of a rematch of 2 years ago when a really good St. Francis Academy team, and they are, again, one of the best in the country as they head south for Saturday to play Chaminade Madonna. And head coach Massey Hallimariam is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously this is deja vu from 2 years ago, but this looks like a different team. And you were just, I believe, starting your career there. Now you're entrenched, and this program looks pretty darn good for 2025.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I actually have been at St. Francis for 14 years.
Yes, but not as head coach.
No, I was the head coach. I was even the co-head coach with Biff. So I started off.
Okay.
All right. People didn't know that. Most people didn't. That's okay. But, you know, the reality of it is you're right. I had to kind of, you can call it co-head coach, but Biff was really the head. And then I was co-head coach, but I called it in to come. But, you know, the reality of it is you're right. Every year it's an amazing thing to put together. And the young men that are in the program now are pretty amazing, and I've seen them transform. And some of these guys were younger guys at the time that are seniors now. And I feel like it's going to be a great showing, and hopefully we'll give it a different result for us. But it was a great event that we were part of.
Well, the one good thing is you're starting later, so the heat and humidity aren't going to be as prevalent as they were that year, because that was smack right in the middle of the day, and certainly a lot of heat. But this is a program, though, Coach, that, you know, you play such a competitive schedule, and I know it's not easy to get games. Not everybody wants to roll out the red carpet for a program like yours, but you talk about, like, just looking at the Chaminade game, obviously, is a marquee game, but oh, by the way, Joseph Preps are your next games after that. Talk about that and how the kids approach these games, because there's no let up.
No. You know, one of the things, this is actually a relief this year, if it sounds like it. We're the third, Max Preps said we're the third toughest schedule in the country, but for the first time since 2016, we have more than one home game. So we do travel. We get a break, but then we travel to St. John Bosco and Cali right after this game. Then we go play St. Joe Prep. And then, of course, we face IMG every season. And the reality is, you know, I've always been taught since I was young, my father said, face your challenges, don't run from them. So one of the toughest part of the process is to tell young people that not only do they have to play a tough football, but they have to face some of the top opponents in the country every week and week in and week out. That's a lot to ask. It's a tall order. And as you can imagine, when you're facing those type of opponents, there's a chance that you might lose that week. So I teach the guys, you know, we face the fire. We don't run from it. So we run to and not from the fire. So I feel like that's what's preparing them for college and hopefully pros.
And, you know, you brought about up a good point about Biff. I mean, this guy was a role model for a lot of the kids. You know, he's been there, done that. You know, he did things, you know, in his own terms, obviously, and he built a tremendous program. Talk about maintaining something like that. That's not always easy. I mean, you get somebody who sets standards. Everybody kind of looked up, and I know you were along with the ride for 15 years, but certainly maintaining a program like this, just like I was asking Coach Lara, you know, at Matter Day to compile 118 wins and 9 losses over a decade. I mean, you got to be doing something right.
You know, one of the things that I talk about every day in this process, you're only as strong as your weakest link. It starts with the Oblates, the sisters that run the school, are open to allowing us to build it the right way. And then, of course, our head of school, Dr. Turner, and associate head of school, Melissa, and then my athletic director, Nick Miles. So the administration is extremely supportive. And then my staff, it's unbelievable. I mean, most of these men are amazing fathers and husbands and teachers and mentors. So, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So I'm blessed enough to have an amazing group of people that really buy into the process, that really understand what it takes to really develop a group of young men to understand, not to mention the faculty, the guidance counselors and the teachers. I mean, it's a group effort. It's a village that really does it the right way. And the reason why we're able to sustain it is because everybody chips in. And I think that not one person deserves the accolade, the credit. It's a group of people that might not be recognized on TV, but they really have a big reason why we do so well week in and week out, year in and year out.
Yeah, that's well said. And not only that, you have graduates of the school that go on to the next level for these younger kids to say, hey, look, Blake Corum started here. He went to Michigan. He's with the Rams. I mean, you take a look at guys like that, where you have kids who wore those same uniforms, walked those same halls, and that they've achieved. You know, like I bring up like a Blake because, you know, he went and had a great career and a great academic career at Michigan. And now he's, playing in the NFL. Talk about that, because you have somebody who actually is that role model on and off the playing field that sets standards that are in the same place that these young men are right now.
You know what the most amazing part that's missed? There's more. The narrative is that, but there's actually 10 active in the NFL from St. Francis. And then there's 182 that went D1 in 7 years, 47 have their master's degrees, and 23, including Blake, has their second master's or even third master's degree. So, awesome. And there's 7 coaches that are currently coaching at St. Francis played for me at SFA. And the most amazing part of it, like you said, you know, it gets lost in the shuffle. Yeah, we're talking about football, but what it does for them, bridge the gap and the education that they're receiving. And then, like you said, the resources and connections that it's connecting for them. That's the whole reason why I get excited doing it. Blake Corum plays for the Rams. Chris Braswell plays for the Buccaneers. Jalen Duncan is a tackle for the Titans. Kingsley Johnson's with the Jets. Trey Avery's with the 49ers. Jamon Dumas Johnson's with the Packers. Trayshawn Holden is with the Cowboys. Darian Dockles with the Ravens in the second season. Jamal Banks is with the Ravens. So, I mean, I get excited at the fact that there's more guys that you might not necessarily know because they weren't big-time superstars, but they're living a dream, and that's playing professional football at the National Football League. And then, more importantly, all those guys I mentioned, have their, at minimum, their undergraduate degrees, but most of them have even a master's degree included with it. So, I think that's what's, you know, it's amazing for me and for all of my coaches and of course their families, because they trust us with them. And when you trust me with some young people that's in that city in East Baltimore, and it's probably one of the toughest neighborhoods in the country, and to see them come out of it and become these great young men, and then they become great, you know, husbands and fathers and entrepreneurs and just contributors to society. I mean, that's the priceless part about it for me.
Yeah. Now, listen, I echo and I 100% agree with you. And I'm glad you did point that out, Coach. At 8 o'clock on Saturday evening at St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Francis Academy will be playing Chaminade Madonna under the lights on ESPN2. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We will see you on Saturday evening. Have a safe trip down.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you guys and enjoying the showcase.
Yep, good stuff. Coach Massey Hallimariam from St. Francis Academy closes out hour number one. We'll take this time out. When we come back, we'll talk University of Miami football. Brian Monroe, right around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.